Old family Bibles are often the first shelf I make my way towards whenever I'm let loose in a second-hand bookshop. This is because of the variety of things I have often found slipped in between the pages of those books. Over the years, I have found a range of personal artifacts, including stamps, love letters, pressed flowers, and even old banknotes up to the value of 10 shillings. The most powerful, but not necessarily the most valuable thing I've ever found, was a handwritten poem, which I have never been able to trace either a source for or an author for. That scrap of paper has long disappeared, yet the words of that poem have stayed with me for over 30 years. If love were always laughter, and grief were always tears, with nothing left hereafter to mark the passing years, I'd wish a life of love to you, sent down from heaven above to you, if love were always laughter, and grief were always tears. Love, laughter, and tears are powerfully present in the Christian account of that very first Easter week, which we begin to commemorate today on Palm Sunday, the day when Jesus makes his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. I am fortunate that I regularly visit the Holy Land, and about 9 months ago, I was fortunate enough to be sitting on the Mount of Olives, outside of Jerusalem, at the very spot where Jesus is said to have stood and wept over the city on that first Holy Week. Today, the spot is marked by a modern, tear-shaped church called Dominus Flavit, which means literally the Lord's Weeping, a popular viewing platform for many to look at Jerusalem. As I stood there looking over the city, which Jesus probably still weeps over, the words of this poem came flooding back to me. A few hours earlier for Jesus, on that very first Palm Sunday, the world had been full of joy and laughter. The Galilean had returned to Jerusalem, and those going to the city for the festival of Passover thought the world would change. Oppression, segregation, and occupation would end, and all would be well. "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord," they cried in their enthusiasm. A few hours later, Jesus stood looking over the city, and the reality of the division and pain of that city, much as it is today, moved him to tears. Yet beyond the laughter and the tears lay Jesus' great love, both for the people and the city. Most of our modern concepts about what constitutes both happiness and our humanity is centred on the assumption that love is always laughter and grief is always tears. The story of that first Easter week and the day-to-day experience of so many of us in life is that things aren't as straightforward as that. As the poem continues, and here I'm drawing deep on my well of memory, "Grief sometimes yields laughter, and love often brings tears. That which we love can often bring us to tears, and the memories and kindnesses that come to us as we hurt can sometimes, unexpectedly, like a shaft of sunlight on a dull and rainy day, bring to us a moment of laughter. This is both the irony and the joy of the life. May your journey to Easter this coming year encompass your tears and laughter and bring you into a greater sense of that love that Jesus embodied, lived, and has extended to ordinary men and women across the ages.